Hello and welcome to episode 143 of the Drive the Green podcast. I'm your host, Matty B, joined as always by Bronel and Harv. On this episode, we're going to recap Victor Hovland's second career victory at the Mayakoba Golf Classic. Sounds right.
Close enough.
Mayakoba Classic, sponsored by something.
Yeah, something or other. So we broke the stigma of can't win twice in Puerto Rico. Tony Finau.
Yeah, apparently there was a curse.
Apparently. Was it actually a curse? It was presented by Unifin.
That's what it was, yep.
How could you forget that?
I was going to say Inuit.
In the spirit of content, also, we've decided to rank our own golf games for the summer of 2020. So that should be interesting. Bruno's prepared a top five.
Well, I prepared it last week, but...
Yeah, we didn't get to it with Butchie.
Didn't have air time.
We'll also get to Butchie's picks, which, well, we're not going to foreshadow how he did, but you can guess how he did. Anyone other than us picking is probably going to do well. Before we get into all of that, though, we want to thank our sponsor, Player Golf, PLYRGolf.com. Use the promo code DriveTheGreen. We're also a member of the Saskatchewan Podcast Network, proudly presented by Kinexus.
Proudly.
Proudly, yes. So, yeah. As we mentioned, Victor Hovland, we're going to get to him. We got to get to our weeks. Another week's gone by. Did you guys do anything?
Well, I'll go last because I had a week.
Oh, yeah, you had that story that you were going to say.
I got three good stories now.
Three good stories for the week. All right. Bronel, is the Steelers loss on this episode or next?
It can be on this episode. I mean.
That's the third story of mine.
Okay. Had to lose a game eventually.
Yes.
You don't want that burden of going 16-0 going into the playoffs.
No. Nope.
I mean, lost to the non-conference team. Perfect.
Yep.
I mean,
you had a lot
good
of time.
For Alex Smith.
You had a lot of time to prepare this. I can only imagine what he was thinking after he threw a few pillows and maybe a knife or two, and then he calmed down.
I was fucking mad.
You had to be mad.
I've been saying all week they're going to lose this game, but then they went up 14-0, and then I got mad because they should not have lost after they went up 14-0. Anyways, we're not talking about this.
He's getting
Well, it was one of my stories. We can cross it off the list, but yeah. Hey, football team's legit.
I tried to bet Harv on the game. I wanted to.
We did bet.
I wanted to pick Washington.
No, that's not how bets work.
You're not allowed to pick the other guy's favorite team in a bet.
With their two favorite teams playing each other.
Yeah, when your two favorite teams are playing, you get your favorite team. He gets his.
And I got 10-1 odds because they're undefeated.
I wanted to pick the team I thought was going to win. What's the problem with that?
The team that you thought was going to win is the guy you're betting's favorite team.
I know.
That's the veto. You don't get it. You don't get to tell the guy he doesn't get to cheer for his
Long
own favorite
team. Long story short, no, I'm up 10 Pizza Hut buffets when they open up again.
2026.
Maybe. Who knows? I ordered pizza on the weekend, and I asked him if they were ever opening again. He's like, I have no idea.
You actually did ask?
Yes, because the lights were on, like, tables were out. I'm like, you guys getting ready to open? And he's like, no, we have no idea when that's happening.
Just playing Pong in there after hours.
Probably.
Yeah, so anyway, you do make a good point. They lost to a non-conference team, so good loss. And speaking from, as the fan of the current Super Bowl champions, I can attest that you want to lose a game and then go on a run. So now all they have to do is win seven in a row and they win the
They needed their eyes opened.
Yeah.
They stink right now.
I honestly want the Chiefs, now that we're in the running for the number one seed.
Who has the tiebreaker? I don't,
but I kind of want them to win.
Steelers, because they lost to the...
Yeah, Steelers lost to the other conference.
Yeah. That's right.
But yes, I kind of want the Chiefs to lose again. Like now it's just like, still don't like this 13-12 game winning streak thing. Like, it's so hard to do.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's...
Anyone can beat anyone in the NFL other than the Jets.
You do anything else week? I know you won't be doing anything this upcoming week. You'll be sulking about this loss for the next 4 or 5 days.
For some reason, I did a lot of dreaming this week. I'm like a streaky dreamer. Like, I just go through, like, phases where I'm dreaming all the time. And then there'll be, like, months that go by where I never dream. But I've noticed that people in my dreams aren't wearing masks lately.
Aren't or are? Yeah,
they're not.
Oh.
So I can't say I've had a dream yet with a mask.
Have you guys had dreams with people wearing masks?
Not one.
So that's weird, right?
I mean, it's kind of weird.
So all of a sudden, like, you're thinking like 2-3 weeks from now, either you're going to get like someone in your dreams going to have died from COVID?
Yes, that's what I'm getting at here.
You know what?
Like, why aren't people wearing masks in my dreams?
It's funny that you mentioned that
there's current events going on in my dreams.
Is it one of those things like, do you dream in color or black and white?
I think I'm a color guy.
Yeah, I'd like to think I'm color, but I also can't really, you know, you can't really remember him.
Yeah. The other thing too, that I've really wanted to get into, but I'm just way too lazy, is I'm the guy that forgets his dream. Like this whole dream log thing is what I was getting to.
Oh, we can understand you forgot your dream.
Yeah. But like I forget my dream by the time I take a piss in the morning. Like I'll wake up, I'll go to the, take a piss, go to the end of the shower. I've already forgot my dream.
Yeah, not surprising whatsoever.
Like, are people supposed, do you remember your dream past 3 minutes after waking up?
Oh, I can remember my dream what I dreamt last night, right now.
So can I. And if it's, especially if it's a fucked up one.
That's a thing?
What?
I honestly cannot remember my dream more than like 2 minutes after I wake up. So my wife started doing this.
You've never had like a memorable dream that you still can remember to this day?
Like
a really
weird one or like where someone in your family died or anything like
that? Not overly. I imagine my wife could tell me this because she went on this whole thing of tell me your dreams when you wake up so then she would like remember them. But like she would have a better memory of any dreams that I've had than I would have that memory.
Wow. Whoa. This is getting deep.
Yeah.
Deep.
Let's move on.
We are in the deep end.
You do anything else?
One last thing. Speaking of wives, what's the world record for most amount of times a wife has asked somebody about Christmas cards in a week? Because it got broken this week.
What do you mean Christmas cards?
Like she wants sending to do
them out. She wants to send them out. She's got to get them out.
To who?
To everybody. Got to get them out.
What, did you get pictures taken or she wants like cards with just like store-bought Christmas cards?
No,
in a box.
We took a picture.
Oh, okay.
And she wants it on the cards and wants to get them all up out and written.
I thought
on
you were
that.
Talking about like a fancy Christmas deck of cards for like the games you're going to play.
Oh, no.
No. I was thinking like actual cards to send out, but I didn't think you got a picture taken.
Well, we just took it ourselves, to, like, which was another complete gong show. We took it ourselves on like a delayed timer in front of the tree.
I'm sure your boys were all over.
39 takes later and 6 crying spells.
I don't even know. What do you set the timer at? If you set it for like 2 seconds, nope. If you set it for 10, it's too long.
It was at 10.
Keep smiling.
10 is too long, but maybe 8's probably too short.
And try to get a dog in there too.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so anyways.
So you found, you got
I'm
one,
having a rough
you got,
week.
You okay? Got one usable photo then.
Yeah, it was okay. Dog's all blurry in
so
it.
So where are you getting printed? Where are you getting it printed?
Staples.
Like they're already printed?
They're getting made at Staples. I'm picking them up tomorrow.
You have to get them out.
I got to pick them up tomorrow.
How many stamps do you need?
1 million. Anyways, you guys go. Wow. I need about 5 minutes to regroup here.
What a week.
Yeah.
I'm actually amazed you're still here. All right. I mean, I didn't do anything. Bought a house. I'm moving out of the roommate's house.
Oh, that's
I forgot about that
big,
part.
Big
imagine
step from
saying
nothing.
I did nothing. And then,
yeah, all right,
that's
I forgot.
A big turnaround from I did nothing.
All right. Sorry, I forgot. Bought a house. So bought a house out of the roommate's starting in January.
So, congrats.
Yeah, I guess so. Thanks.
Just down the road.
Yep. Booze count. I will say if I'm going to try to get to 800, I got to pick it up.
I knew you're not even trying anymore.
Two more tonight.
I set the goal of drinking every day last week in order to achieve this goal. The only problem is I wasn't drinking enough every day.
You have to set a goal to do that?
So I did drink.
At this point, you're 4 beers a day until the end of
right,
time.
I know. I understand that. Or a couple binges, binge weekends.
Which ain't happening.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. Well, who am I going to drink by myself?
Yeah.
The wife. We're lucky.
It's not like you're an alcoholic or anything.
we're lucky to be in this studio 6 feet apart.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. That's why the sound quality is off the charts again this week. So I did manage to reach my goal of drinking every day, but I'm not drinking enough. I only had 12 over the 7 days since last episode.
It's not bad.
Yeah, but it's not going to cut it. I'm at 696, no, 695.
You gotta 696. Be like plus 20 plus. Like you almost got to be 30 plus now to get there.
Maybe 696. The new goal is 7.
Well, 696.
I got 24. I got 24, 5 a day. 5 a day doesn't even get me there.
No.
Oh yeah, you're
toast. Oh yeah, no. Sorry, I was doing the wrong math. Four and a quarter a day. I'd get there, but I can. You know what? I can easily toss in a couple 15s.
Four and a rattler every day.
A couple 15s in there.
Rattler every
day. So, yeah, I've amended
gonna
my goal.
Going to have to start counting those doubles as actual doubles.
I think I've amended the goal to 730.
777.
No, 730. Two a day for the entire year.
Yeah. I guess so.
And who do we report this to? Like,
we need Harves.
Oh, yeah, my week.
Well, I mean, all we're doing is just now that it'll timestamp, and it's Brunel's turn next year.
Well, I can't wait for my turn in 2 years.
Yeah, 37.
That might be high.
All right, 10,
across the span
10 11 minutes in. We're almost to the golf talk.
Oh, yeah, my week. Like you said, you had a week. Like, wait till you hear this week.
Mine wasn't that bad.
So I have a son, and he is farm animal.
You're telling the story, eh? Okay.
Oh, I have two about him. Wait till you hear the second one. I haven't even told you guys the second one because it's almost unbelievable. Yeah.
2-year-old boys are the worst.
So
keep going.
I don't know what got into him, but all of a sudden he's like, he's never like been like someone who chews or eats things that he's not supposed to eat. And then the other day my wife said, oh, he just ate a nickel. And I'm like, well, whatever. He'll shit it out, right?
Yep. Yeah.
So then on the weekend they went for a sleepover at my parents' place, and we were just kind of cleaning up, and I found this like little battery holder for like a remote to turn on our Christmas tree. And I'm like, where's the battery? And then we both like clued in that we're like, that was not a nickel, because who has a loose nickel anymore in 2020?
Yeah.
So he definitely ate the battery. And so that we realized that at about 10:30 at night. So we're like, okay, well, we'll take him in the morning. And yeah, he had an x-ray, and it was already like all the way through him, because that was like 2 days earlier that he ate this battery.
So, found out 2 days later, we went to turn the Christmas tree back on.
Exactly.
I've heard some bad stories about kids eating batteries.
Well, yeah, it's not great. It's kind of one of those things, though, I guess, from all the reading that we did, that gets real bad real quick. So that didn't happen. Then obviously it was fine, but he's not out of the woods yet. It's not out. Him,
yeah,
but it should be. He's been drinking laxatives for a day and a half now. So
this is my dog's corn cob story all over again. Just waiting for him to shit it out.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the one story about him. The next story: have you guys ever been beat up by your 2-year-old?
Oh yeah, I got beat up by mine tonight. Well, it's three. Yeah. Punched me right in the dick tonight.
That's exactly
just came right up.
That's exactly where this story is going. So we've been doing this routine of like walking around our block, looking at the Christmas lights and the inflatables and whatever. And for whatever reason, a couple nights back, he decides that he's going to be a complete POS and run up to every one of his inflatables and like start pulling on the ropes and like shoving them. So I'm like, nope, we're going home. I put him over my shoulder. We're walking home. And I look back to see my wife and my daughter, and like he like slid down. I'm like, I should adjust him. He's right in the right height. And next thing I know, I'm just like on the ground because he booted me right in the bag.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm like blacked out on the ground. And all I know is I'm like holding on to his jacket so he can't run away. And like my wife's running because obviously she sees me drop and I have that health condition. She's like, oh shit, something happened. She's like dragging my daughter across the street to try and get to me, and I like can't even talk to say I'm okay. And he's just like crying, and it's just, oh man.
So that was during a light show, like a light tour.
Yeah, we were just walking around the neighborhood just looking at lights. Like people must have thought we were just hillbillies.
The Griswolds.
Just chaos.
Like, and
oh, that's just solid gold. Yeah, like my son's six now. But yeah, he punches me in the face all the time, and like to the point, you know, you get right on the right spot on the nose and both your eyes start watering. He's done that a few times to me. It's just like, I mean, he's six. Like, he doesn't punch lightly anymore. Yeah. But yeah, he's been walking around lately and punching me in the bag all the time.
Yeah, I've been wanting to trade
mine. They just like to test it out, hey? What can I do to ruin dad today?
Yep. Pretty much. So
that's it is the season, I guess. But yeah. So that was my week. And then it got topped off with the football team winning tonight. So
yep.
Sneak one more of those in there.
Yeah.
Jabs exactly.
That was the most obvious win ever. But
all right. Do you want to get into Victor Hovland's second career victory?
Yeah. Vic, I mean, I was actually able to watch this tournament, which was nice.
I enjoyed it. I watched
the morning slate of the NFL was complete trash. So that helped.
Yeah. I mean, it did help too that they moved tee times up. We're playing in threesomes on Sunday.
Yep.
But yeah, it was a log jam. So
I love
worth it. You love what?
I love Hovland. Like, he just looks so laid back out there. He just kind of, you know,
The guy looks like he's completely ripped at all times.
All times. Yeah.
Like nuked.
And then just goes out there and plays lights out.
Yeah. Like just, yeah.
Hell of a weekend. 63-65 on the weekend.
I saw a cool stat about his two wins. His first win at Puerto Rico, he birdied the last hole to get to minus 20 to win by one.
Yep.
This weekend, same thing.
Another clutch putt.
Birdied the last hole to get to minus 20, win by one. That putt was like giving me huge anxiety when he picked that whatever it was off his putter and didn't back off.
Oh,
I was like, he's actually just going to keep putting now?
I text you. I was like, did you yell at the screen, back off, back off?
Yeah. I don't know if it was just like a blade of grass or what was on his putter. But
he did like the Brooks Koepka wipe the putter, but that's not what he normally does. And it was like extended of it. He used the wrong hand. It was just weird. It looked weird. And it was like, how, like he's not going to step off?
Yeah.
Then he hit it and he went in and it's like, oh, okay.
Just a little
some guys just don't care.
Yeah.
Doesn't affect them.
The Norwegian announcer sure cared though.
That was unreal.
That was awesome.
Is that a find that tweet?
Yeah.
Yeah. PGA if you haven't heard that, it's
posted it. But yeah, I just like how they're like, that's our boy.
Yeah.
But
well, he's like the only one, really.
I think so.
Is relevant anyways.
And then he posted today the bobblehead thing.
I think he's Danish.
What?
Thorborg Olsen? I think he's from Denmark.
I believe so.
Ring the bell.
Anyway. I'm not going to check, but I'm pretty sure. Different flag.
He was minus 17 on the front this week and minus 3 on the back.
Yeah, you posted... Was it your own stat or that you saw it on the telecast? 17 under and even on the back.
Yeah, and then he went 3 under to win it.
He doesn't dress very well.
No. His hat game stinks.
His hat game reeks.
His collar reeks. And like his shoe. I don't know if his shoes are too like high toppy, but like the pants aren't tailored the right length.
But like he's the type of guy that I'm
pretty
sure.
He also probably doesn't give two shits about that.
I was going to say.
Nothing.
They just like say, you got to wear this. He's like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Like he's the type of guy that has never tried anything that he's worn on the golf course on prior to that day.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of the find the tweet, it's the bobblehead tweet.
Yeah.
What was that Instagram?
I mean,
we should have retweeted that.
I don't want to nitpick about him not even doing it remotely like a bobblehead, but
what made it good.
Yeah.
He actually doesn't know how a bobblehead works.
I just picture him being like, this would be funny, man.
Stay off the weed is like his best moment. Yeah. The best moment of his career will always, no matter how many times he wins, will always be the stay off the weed.
He's got more wins than Matt Wolf now, but.
Yeah, should we talk about?
I mean.
I still think, I'm still committing to Morikawa being the best of the three long term.
I'm still committing to Wolf. Wolf should have more than one win.
Well, he finished solo second at the U.S. Open.
Yeah. And he should have won, was it the 3M again? Or Rocket Mortgage again?
Rocket Mortgage, where Bryson got him. Yeah,
yeah.
Those three are going to be compared.
You still got Hovland then?
I think. Did I ever have Hovland? I thought I had Morikawa.
No,
whole time.
I had Morikawa.
Did I have Hovland?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'll back him then.
Or you could take Tristan Suh.
Well, that's not. You can't forget. Like, if you think of the young guys on tour,
did you have Sung Jae Im?
Yeah.
There's Im.
I used to talk him up.
There's
all the time,
Im. There's Suh. There's Neiman.
Yeah. Im's going over to Dubai this week, just for fun.
Yeah, there's a pile of
guys. Why
would
he pull out of the QBE to go potentially win millions of dollars?
But yeah, Hovland, he still could be the best of those three.
He
isn't right now. Like, he hasn't had the best career so far out of the three. Obviously, Morikawa's got a major, so he's number one.
He's 15th, Wolf's 14th, and Morikawa's 7th in the world. Is that what it is?
We talked when they all came on at the same time. It's like, can they live up to this? And within less than a year. Or just over a year. They're all within the top 15.
All have
wins.
All have, you know, multiple top 10s. Like, many top 10s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, because he won, that means friend of the pod, Hoagie, couldn't pull it out.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean,
it was... Great tournament for him, though. You were supposed to start the pod off with ho, 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 ho.
No, you were supposed to.
Oh, well, I said you
ho,
should.
Ho, ho, ho. Hovland, Hoagie, and
Horschel. And Homa.
And Homa.
Yeah. Homa with like nine out of 10 holes and with a birdie.
No, it was 10 of 11.
10 of 11.
Finished with five straight and then parred one and then five straight. Like, that's impressive.
I mean, that's, but still, for him and Hoagie, those are big confidence booster turn.
Oh, big time.
Big time. Yeah.
And huge for points.
Yeah.
Yeah, they needed that. What else did I have on here? Oh yeah, Hovland good weekend, or Homa good weekend. Finau, let's talk about that idiot. I don't think I don't think he's got it. I just don't. Like, he's not young either.
No.
Like, I mean, he's got,
doesn't have the killer instinct.
He's got staying power.
But yeah, he won't lose his card.
Yeah, the winning. He doesn't have.
But it. I don't. He doesn't have the killer, and even his personality isn't the same as
I mean,
some of those other guys.
In my mind, he's got the talent to be on the PGA Tour for another 8 to 10 years, and might win one more time.
It's almost like because he kind of went that non-traditional route, like he was on the big break or whatever, and kind of got there later in life. It's almost like a happy to be there, whatever else is gravy.
Yep.
Type vibe.
I'm saying he finishes
him.
His career with 3 wins, and one might be a major.
That, save that for the bold predictions.
Like Tony Finau
said, might.
Yeah. I don't get that feel, but I do think he's going to win one to two more times.
Yeah.
Just because he's going to be on the tour for 10 more years.
Mm-hmm. Well, I should point out,
at least,
I'm still torn on this trophy. Like, I like to say it's good, but I also still gives me that. It's unfinished look.
Right.
Like, it's like they could have took another 10 to 12 hours and really sculpted the rest of it.
Just a half a day.
It is just add the detail work.
Yeah, I agree with you, because this one, more than even the other ones, it just looks like a white rock. You can't even necessarily tell that it's
cool, because it's not a silver jug or a crystal whatever.
Yep.
But it looks like, they just need to put the finishing touches on it.
Mm-hmm.
I think. Do you think it's meant to be wet? Like, you think it's one of those rocks that if it's wet, it has more detail?
That's a thing.
Yeah. Oh, wet rocks are way cooler than dry rocks.
Yeah, like way cooler. And nothing says says sweet trophy like having to dunk it in water in order for it to be sweet.
Like, you guys, check out my trophy. I'm just gonna spray with the hose first.
Yeah. Hey, check out that trophy on the mantle. You got to go throw a glass of water at it, though, in order to tell what it is.
Yeah, what?
You had a real John C. Reilly gif face there.
It broke my brain, that comment, is what it did.
But he
wet rocks are better than dry rocks.
Guy hasn't seen many wet rocks. I was like, for a lake guy, you'd think he'd know.
Oh, I just pick them up and throw them out after I step on them. And
you're more of a flat rock guy.
Yeah,
skipping stone.
Skip those things. I wrote down here, Brooks Koepka sucks dicks and balls now.
Did you see that video today?
Which one?
Of his, like, trip.
Eating grapes?
No, there was, like, a video.
Oh, there's a video? I saw the picture
with,
of Jenna
Sims grapes. In it, obviously, and these other people that they were with. And, he's just a...
I think he was... So, I think he's doing that now because he's, like, now that DJ got another major, he's, like, now he's almost like he's trying to copy DJ.
Well, he's backpedaling on how, like, he's changing his thing. But, like I said in the group, like, it doesn't make up for his 2 years of douchebaggery that he's been rocking here.
Love that
and,
word.
I mean, he's a week delayed on his holiday because he went and played this after the Masters. And DJ just immediately said, yep, no, I'm pulling out of that and I'm going on my holiday right now. Well, now Brooks gets his holiday, so now he has to make sure he posts, all that stuff. Like,
I still hate him.
The
Cecil, numbers, if you're listening, I'm sorry. I just hate that.
No
guy.
One likes this fall from grace more than you.
Yes, correct. There's a bigger fall from grace that I like even more that happened this week, and that was Richard Fowler dropping out of the 50.
Why do you hate Ricky so much?
Yeah, I love him, and he hates him.
He's a gimmick.
I love him, and
he's not working.
Him.
What do you mean he's a gimmick? He's
not even a good gimmick.
He's not
anymore.
Good. He's not good anymore. But that doesn't mean
I just don't like him.
Hate
just
him.
Never have orange and purple and.
Yeah.
Maybe
because he has a lot, like, nice head of hair.
I'm going to sit over here silently because I just can't. I can't talk to him right now.
I believe it. Yeah.
I don't like it, though. I know what you're trying to do, and I don't like it.
It's troll season.
You got to give me that was a good segue.
It was a very good segue to get that in.
Yeah, he's hurting.
Who else did I have in here? Joel Damon. He was putting like Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
I love Joel Damon. Speaking of guys that you hate, I love Joel Damon.
He doesn't give a fuck.
I don't
hate
Joel.
Might as well get him back on the show because I just want to talk to him again.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was good. Well, I had a little note written down here. A friend of mine actually putts like that all the time. But what makes it a really fun fact is he also holds a regular club like that with a big space in his hands and swings like that.
Oh, like my 6-year old. Like
yes.
Until I had to teach kid. Him how to swing properly. Yeah.
Yes, but this guy is 35 years old. And also, he could probably outdrive any single one of us like that.
Really?
Yes. He doesn't hit straight very often, but when he does, it's farther than anyone I've ever seen.
So, as far as Saskatchewan ranks are concerned, he'd be number one for driving distance among guys that have their hands separated like
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Nice.
Because it's nice. It's him. It's him versus a bunch of 7- and 6-year-olds.
Bruno's so. Trying to get out of the Mayakoba recap into the ranks.
Well, I'm trying to get there.
Yeah, still we'll got a couple there. More. This Austin Eckroat, the
yeah,
amateur of the
yeah.
Yep.
He's obviously Hovland and Wolf's teammate. And they roomed together this week. You staying with Hovland.
Isn't that
just like feeding off each other?
No. T12, amateur.
Love it.
It's a vibe.
And last one, just the kind of wild Josh Teeter story.
Yeah.
How he was second alternate. And they called him, said first alternate wasn't getting in.
Flies down there.
Manages to find a flight last minute, because that's not really a thing these days.
Not easy.
And then doesn't get in.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, imagine just getting that call. Hey, your first alternate, if you show up tomorrow morning and at the course at 6 a.m., you might get in.
Mm-hmm.
That's the other part, too, is I assume they have to be there that early because he could fill in for anyone.
And he would have to COVID test.
Yeah, but you would think that he would fill into their spot, right? So he has to go there just in case it's like the first guy. But it very well could be the last tee time of the day, and he got there at 6 a.m., and he doesn't tee off till 6 hours later.
Yeah. But anyways, that's the nature of the beast with those guys that are on the bubble, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Like you gotta do it. You have to do it. But man, that's
tough. I'll let you guys, I was going to say, do you want me to try to segue that into he's number one ranked guy?
Who well, we should probably do birthday shots. Yeah.
That's why I didn't do it.
Get the Canadians done.
Well, it was a pretty uneventful week. Connor's T17. That guy is good right now.
Corey Connors?
Yes.
Yes, he's very good.
It's tough to really nail down who's the best one.
Because Mac right now. Just had his run?
Well, he was just kind of in quiet a bit, but yeah.
Yeah, Taylor earlier this year. Connors has probably been the most
consistent. Hadwin was the best before, though.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Before this year, yeah.
But Connors has probably been the most consistent this year.
Yeah, I would say if you had to, if all four men were playing in a tournament against each other, like just the four of them, I think you'd probably pick Connors. Like if there were bets laid on that or odds came out, I think Connors would be the favorite. Although I lean Hadwin.
I think Hadwin's third or fourth in the power ranks right now.
But that's the thing. I think in a overall PGA Tour tournament, you'd have Connors first. But I think if it was like just a four-man tournament, the four of them, I just got a feeling like Hadwin's
He's struggling
just
lately,
because he's played in President's Cup.
Yeah.
Like he just has that about him.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. It's tough to pick the best one right now.
Yeah.
Like up until it's been Hadwin and then, yeah. But now those other three.
Yeah, Gligg, Sloan, Hadwin, Nesbitt all missed the cut. So.
Yep, they did.
Shitty there. Aces?
Aces.
Your boy, Tony?
Tony backed one up for an ace.
That was nice.
This is the ace capital of the PGA Tour schedule. More aces here than any other tournament in the last 20 years or something like that.
Was that the only one, though?
Yes, I think so.
Oh.
So only one this week. Didn't live up to the name this week. Yeah.
Well, I don't think it's there's one happening every round.
Yeah, I know. Normally, there's just
generally a couple.
When you say, when you bring out a stat like that, you would think that there would be two or three every year.
I think
year.
There was three the last 3 years. That's what I think it was.
Okay.
To get that
title, you really only have to have one a year, I think.
Yeah.
I think.
Birthdays.
Oh, birthdays? Lee Trevino.
Yeah.
I don't know how old he is.
He's still giving tips to guys on the...
Yeah, I meant to
Scott McCarron.
Not really a golf guy, but more of a movie star. Lee Trevino. Abby Gilmore.
Yep.
And
he did have a beard.
Harry Higgs.
Harry, 29.
Yeah. Great post by the PGA Tour there.
One of the most interesting guys on tour.
Yeah. One, if not. The number three ranked most interesting guy on the PGA Tour.
You got Damon and...
No, I was just trying to tangent into the ranks.
Okay, okay. So couldn't give me shot of the week and dude wipes. So.
Oh, man. We're getting
there.
We're
doing here pretty quick.
We're
here.
So close.
My shot of the week's Brendan Steele's Albatross.
Oh, you went with the obvious one, eh?
Went with the obvious.
He's always a low-hanging fruit.
You go, you get an Albatross, you're my shot of the week.
I thought you might.
Book it.
Here's what here was the thing, though.
Better than a hole-in-one.
Yeah. If any other person did what the guy I picked did for shot of the week, you would have picked that one. But Ollie Schneider-Jans dunked
yep, yes,
one.
I know. I love dunks.
You love dunks. You would have picked
loves
that
them.
If it was anyone else but Ollie Schneider-Jans. So I'm well, going Ollie. I'm
plus
giving
he
Ollie.
Was plus seven at the time. And that got him to like plus five.
Yeah, so?
Yeah.
Wasn't Steele like plus one at the time?
I don't care.
Yeah. Anyways. So that was my shot of the week.
That's Ollie, a good one. Ollie will always in. Be dead to me.
Dude wipes is Brooks.
What?
Yeah, guy sucks dicks and balls now.
That's lazy.
Yeah.
Well, that's lazy?
Yeah.
Well, I'm obviously not saying Ricky. Because Ricky, Ricky's
JT,
definitely.
Said
JT,
dude wipes.
Finau, Griot.
JT, I mean, JT, when you saw JT up there, it was like, oh, see you later.
I thought Griot,
away with
I
it.
Thought Griot was going to run away with it.
Yeah. Nope. Brooks is dude wipes.
Okay.
Nice. Are we doing rankings right. or news or what are we doing first?
Oh, yeah, news.
There is
oh
news.
God. Oh, yeah.
We
quite
have news.
Quite a bit.
Quite
okay,
a bit.
Quick hitters.
Yeah, it'll be quick.
Quick hit these news.
They'll be quick. First one. Waste Management still planning on having a stadium on the 16th hole.
Nice little super spreader event.
Perfect.
Yeah. It's supposed to be smaller, but I mean,
smaller
I'm not
as
sure
in they're
going
like
to
build.
That.
So are they going to build?
Yeah. The states are wide open right
did
now.
Did it say if they're going to build the entire stadium and just fill it half full, or they're only going to build half of so that they don't fill it?
So you're going to build half of it, but fill it full at half?
No, they'll build it.
I don't know. No. I'm asking. Or
no, it's got to be full and
or build it
half
for extra room.
Did you say half? They're going to fill half?
No.
You just said less people.
Well, I don't know. They
so
said
I'm just
they're
saying
planning on having the stadium hole. I don't know if they're going to build
yeah.
something smaller and fill that smaller thing.
No, I was thinking smaller and then not fill it. Like just so that, because if you make it bigger and half fill it, that's still more people. Like I think they'd make like a mini one or something.
Oh my
and
God.
Still have 50% capacity of that?
Yes.
Or 25, whatever it is?
It's supposed to be quick hits. We'll wait and see. Two TBD.
Yeah. Okay. That
Next.
We can't get too in-depth on that. It's just too wild. We can go down so many bunny trails. Next. See that JT was just shit-talking Charlie Woods?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Like.
Because Charlie Woods wants to beat JT so bad.
Kid's 11.
He wants to beat everybody, I'm sure.
Yeah, let's yeah. not forget that they are going to get
like
absolutely steamrolled in
this
like
thing. It's like you're going to telling your dad you're going to beat him at like 21 in basketball, and then he just starts rejecting you.
The Dailies are going to win that event, by the way.
Oh, by a mile. Yeah. Big old John might have something to say about them winning.
Is Bernhard Langer in it?
No.
Because don't sleep on him if he is.
Are the Loves in it? The Loves could win it.
Drew sucks.
Duvall and his stepson or whatever is usually up there.
Think he did that on purpose?
Are the Schneider-Janses in it?
Yep.
You think he did, hey? Oh, I think David Duvall married that lady so that he could be the stepdad and they could win that tournament.
I think they've won in the past.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Probably the year after they got married.
Exactly. Next, Eddie Pepperell calling out the COVID testing. Because that guy tested positive, had to withdraw, and then had three negative tests the next three tests that he did.
He's been shitting on COVID for months now.
Yeah. It made me think of the Kansas City Chiefs, how they had all those positive tests, and then magically they all got a play.
I think what you meant to say was the Denver Broncos quarterbacks that all couldn't even play the game. And then
nope, he's talking
about
the Chiefs.
Drew Lock's mom came out and said, yeah, it was a false negative. They knew it on... They knew it Sunday morning, but they still wouldn't. Or false positive. They knew it Sunday morning, but they wouldn't let him play.
Here was my thought on that. So, but it also happened with the Chiefs, right? Like, they did get a bunch of positives. But here was my thought about that. Why aren't some of these teams, like the Chiefs and the Steelers, doing this in, like, week 15, 16, and just resting their starters? Without getting, like...
What do you mean?
Well, they just say they have tested positive for COVID, and they got to sit out the game.
Yeah, well, I don't think
I mean, it is a good excuse.
But
other,
they
other
can't
than,
be
yeah,
resting,
resting
guys.
Players.
Yeah. Huh. Number one seeds in the line.
Anyway, next.
Yeah.
Can't next. Go down. There's another bunny trail.
Yeah. What are we doing?
I hate this one. The Tiger Woods coffee pot, like for Tiger Woods only. You see that picture?
Oh, yeah. I don't even know if that's worth our time. Yeah. But next. It is. There's a picture of, where was that? The Masters?
I don't know. This pot's for Tiger Woods only.
Tiger Woods only coffee pot. And the caption was, are you drinking coffee out of this? Of course I am. He doesn't get a whole pot to himself.
Yeah, that's...
He shouldn't have said that.
Was that a foreplay post or...?
It was like a PGA Tour or a Golf Digest post. And then someone posted like the Michael Jordan Space Jam secret stuff or whatever.
Yeah.
Water bottle.
Next.
That made the news, eh?
This news, yeah. Not only did it get a Twitter post, Harv decided to put it in the news for the pod.
Yeah, because I just want to say, like, why would you drink it? Maybe it's like a piss in there or something, but... Anyways, John Rahm signing with Callaway.
Yeah.
That was interesting.
Yeah, shocking.
That's
next.
It.
Next.
That's
next.
It. And Travis Mathew.
Yeah, that one. European Tour, Golf and Dubai Championship. Antoine Rosner from France won.
Yes.
So like a shitty trophy. Silver
and player. But the big deal is this week.
And Matt Wallace finished second, so he obviously leapfrogged Ricky. He was one of the ones who bumped him out of the top 50.
That's right. And you can't forget the South African Open.
That's where I'm going next. My guy, Christian Bezuidenhout, won again twice in 2 weeks in his home country. Not as good a trophy as last week. Just kind of like a...
I think...
Looks like an 80s curling Bonspiel trophy.
We would be doing a disservice to both you, Harv, and this podcast if we had all South Africans in the PGA Tour on this pod, but not Christian at some point.
I mean, we haven't had him.
I mean,
all,
you might be nervous.
Well, I mean, there's a lot. We have.
We've had quite a few.
We've had all of the South Africans on the PGA Tour on the show. Who's
Louis?
Louis.
Charles?
Louis.
Charles. Els.
Ernie.
Yeah, okay, like half of them. Half
there's so many. We've had like three. There's so many.
We've had three.
We've had Fratelli, Van Rooyen, and Duffy.
Yeah, it sounds way better when you just say all of them.
Yeah. We can say that about Canadians. We're not quite there on South Africans.
Okay, next.
I just wanted to bring up that Burmeister hit 2-iron. 2-iron made the putt for eagle on a 570-yard par 5.
Wow.
That's newsworthy.
What I also found interesting is that both these tournaments had the same purses, so it wasn't like it was an alternate event thing.
I think it was the National Open versus just a Euro event.
Yeah, next. Anyways, that's the European update. LPGA, there was a tournament this week. The Volunteer of America Classic. Angela Stanford won. 43 years old. Whoops. Seventh win.
Whoops. What?
And it's a yucky trophy. That's all I wrote.
Next.
U.S. Women's
U.S.
Open
Women's
this
Open this week. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that.
Yeah, and
Lexi Thompson's 14th in the U.S. She's 25 apparently.
Fun fact: if you're a gambling man, you can bet DraftKings has the LPGA U.S. Women's Open.
Wow.
I'm already entered.
Brooke's got to be.
She's
pricey.
Fifth. Fifth highest salary.
Nice.
R.I.P. Peter Alice.
Right.
89 years old.
He was a big deal in the broadcasting world and also, obviously a great player.
20 plus wins worldwide, 8 Ryder Cup team appearances.
Yeah.
And here's a fun fact. When he was born at 14 pounds, 12 ounces, he was Europe's biggest baby at the time.
Wow.
Where did you dig that up?
Article I read on it. Just right
14
now.
Pounds.
Yeah.
Almost 14 pounds.
14 and 3 quarters, almost 15 pounds.
Almost a 3-year-old.
That's
a 3-year-old?
I didn't even think that was a possible thing.
Well,
I thought
his mom hated him from the get-go.
I thought 10, 11 would have been tops.
Mom hated him from the get-go.
Yeah.
Anyways,
sorry to make light
89
of that,
years
yeah.
old. Heck of a run. And last but not least, the big European tournament finales this week. Patrick Reed leading the way for the race to Dubai. Fleetwood, Morikawa, kind of the only ones who can probably catch them realistically, barring some Reed tanking and someone winning. But
yeah,
that's all I got for news.
I'll be watching that.
That's a solid roster of news.
Perfect.
All right,
Actually, so might not be.
I exhausted all of my options for tangents into ranks.
Yeah, you wasted them all.
Yeah, wasted all of them.
Okay.
So this week, we've been kind of mulling over in the spirit of content, things that we're reminiscing on our season, reflecting. So we thought, where do we rank as far as some of our own statistics? We had, with Butchie last week, we were talking about Morikawa and his stroke gains, putting, all that stuff. So it got us to thinking, where do we rank with some of the common or not so common ranks in the golf world? So we've all tasked each other with ranking our own games. So we're kind of, some might be straightforward and others might be not so straightforward. Yep. So who are we going to go around the table? Or are we going to do one each, or are we going to do all of our own first, one at a time?
I don't know. What do you guys discuss that? We can do one each.
Yeah, sure.
And then from there, you could give reasons why, for sure. And then the other guys can critique if they agree with your ranking or not.
Okay.
Who wants to go first?
I can start.
You start.
So I'm basing my rankings off all the players in Saskatchewan who are 15 handicaps or better. So okay. I'm not saying all.
I'm going to put mine in the same.
I'm not saying all golfers because, I mean, there's a whole bunch of hacks out there, obviously.
Okay.
And
do you have an idea of how many golfers, like what the number of golfers in this rankings are?
Not a clue.
Okay.
Not even a.
Because I'm just
what
wondering.
What would be the ballpark? How many 15 handicaps or better would there be in Saskatchewan?
I don't know.
I don't know how many people golf.
1,500? 3,000? Less? Yeah.
Something like
3,000 that. 3,000 might sound right.
Okay, so 3,000 is good because I got myself ranked 24th, 37th in one of these categories.
I'm more vague with mine, but
okay. We'll see. So I'll start off with driving. Overall driving, I'm like way down on the list. But if we're talking slap shots, bunts, three-quarter drivers, I'm 17th in the province.
Okay.
And all 16 guys ahead of me are age 65 or older.
So just their regular swing.
Well, no, a little bit
taken
off. Yeah,
I would say. Yeah. So you have the best 65-year-old or older swing in the or the 16th best.
17th best. 17th 16 guys better, yeah. We have a video of the Avonlea part three this year.
I would say that you are
that
pretty good at control.
That is one of the better shots of the year for DTG.
How far do you think you hit your slap shot, driver?
However far I want it.
I would say it maxes out at about 240.
Which is pretty good. I would take that.
Yeah, but he's... Yeah.
Gets a lot of run on that.
I'm kind of streaky because I'll go through phases where I'm hooking it or, you know, slicing it, but that's not me.
Okay.
It's normally pretty consistent. I can get Brian
that 16th or 17th. All right.
17th,
Take a little bit off.
Harv, what do you got? Your first rank.
Here's one. I kind of went outside the box on some of this. I said I'm top five in the province at making par from places on the course no one else has ever hit from.
I'd agree with that.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that.
Yeah. Easy top five. Might be top two. Top two or three.
Yeah.
Some of the places, like, people don't even know you can play golf from there.
I mean, you might be the only one playing from those spots. Exactly. That, right?
Yeah, so. He's one of one.
Well, I mean, maybe not the same spots, but there's got to be other people who are erratic.
I would also be interested, to see like just a general heat map of a course. Like, so when you're playing a hole and you get
that
to a
would
spot
be funny.
And just get to see the heat map, you are like a thing pops up in your cart. You're the only person to ever drive your cart over here when you're playing this hole.
I mean, that seems like that's a great idea segment. Like, that should be in the cart. Screw the GPS. Like, have fun facts like that.
Yeah. Yes.
I also want to see a spray chart of your drives on hole 11 for the past, like, 5 years at the Hillcrest.
You can't go back that far. I used to play very well on that hole. The past 2 years would be comical.
Just like a Ronald Acuna.
You'd
just
need to have
tacos and just straight pulls.
You'd need to have the houses on that map because I'm pretty sure I've hit one of them.
Harv is a Hall of Fame home run hitter in the MLB with his spray chart.
Line to line, baby.
All right. My first one is I'm number 8 in the province at pace of play.
Nice.
That seems low to me, but
low. Like, I'm higher than 8th?
Yes.
Like, first?
I don't know about first, but
I was debating. I was debating if I was going to call this number eight that hitting out of turn, but I went with pace of play instead.
Hitting out of turn, you're number one.
Yeah. So,
okay. I'm moving on to the Long Island Irons. I don't like this one. I'm not doing it. I'm going to. It was just that I'm tied for fourth in the province with the four iron at the Hillcrest. From the left rough on one. But yeah, that's stupid. Mid irons. Middle of the pack guy, unless I'm snookered behind a tree and a rat hook is required.
Oh, like
I'm top one at rat hooking golf balls.
Yeah.
In the world.
I think we can all agree with that.
In the world. Not just Saskatchewan, not just 15 handicap better. In the world of all golfers, no one rat hooks it better than you.
I would say that if you tasked one person with hitting the Bubba Watson shot off 10 at Augusta to win the Masters, pretty much, Brownell is one of the only guys that could actually do that, pull that shot off.
See, I don't get mine that high, though. Like, he got that high.
Yeah, but you would just hit a low rat hook and do the exact same thing.
But I'd have to run it up.
That hill might be tough to get it up, but...
Yeah.
But he's one of the guys who could pull it off.
But if I was further right, I could do it.
Yeah, I need
to be further right.
He wasn't right enough.
Need to be where I would have hit it. Yeah. We need to combine two there. I gotcha.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right. Here's one. I mean, this is just the most straightforward ever. I'm the number one bunker player in Saskatchewan.
Yes, that's the easiest one of the easiest ranks we've had.
You're the best. You're the best bunker player in the province of Saskatchewan.
Yes.
Yes.
I would honestly put that up against lots of people.
Okay. I mean, I've seen you hit a lot of bunker shots. You're really good. Okay.
Long bunker shots.
Especially long ones.
All of them, really.
Yeah, long ones, you're really good. Yeah. I'm number 47 in the province at saying things in people's backswings.
Wait, is that a good?
Who the hell are the other 46?
So number one says more?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, there's 46 people that are worse than me, and most of them are clueless. I mean, I'm clueless for the most part, but...
Keeping in mind this is 15 handicaps or better?
Mine was just in the province.
Okay. No, that's fair.
Call it 5,000, 10,000 golfers in the province. Yeah. I don't know.
I would give you 46 people more ignorant.
Yeah. Thanks.
Next, short irons. I'm on short irons now. I'm going to say I'm 212th best short iron player in the province. But if we're talking sand shots, I dropped 2,012th.
Like a fairway bunker or just general sand?
All sand. I'm complete ass in the sand.
What if you put your putter in play?
Ooh. We'll get to that.
Okay. Right. I was bottom five in double bogey avoidance. Because I make a double bogey at least every round. Maybe two.
Yeah. You do make a double bogey every round.
Yes.
You could make more, though. Like a lot more.
I don't know about that.
You'd save a lot of bogeys. You make a lot of 30-footers for bogeys.
I think you don't give yourself enough credit. Double bogey avoidance, you have them, but then you also avoid a lot more of them.
Yes.
In some cases, they turn into birdies in your case. Which goes back to your first rank of, Harv hit it three holes over, and then he birdied.
That's true. I still don't think I avoid him very well.
Speaking of bunker play, I am number 2437 in strokes gained around the green. Yes.
Out of 2437.
Yeah, like if
that's the total of number of players.
I'm sitting on the fairway, great drive. 153 yards out. If I miss the green, there is no chance of getting a par. Pretty much guaranteed. Like, I must hit the green to get a par.
Yeah, you are pretty bad at chipping.
24-37 stroke gain around the green. I've got a lot better. And last year when I went on my heater run, it's because I had a short game.
Yep.
Completely gone to shit this year.
Putting. This one I had to go for Western Canada.
Okay.
I'm a top 10 leg putter in Western Canada. They didn't have the stats available for just Saskatchewan, so they had it's a bigger region for the stats.
Fair enough. What considers a good lag putt inside a foot?
Get it within gimme range, which is
okay.
You know what that is for us.
So that's skewed a bit.
That area.
Two to 3 feet.
Within inside the putter grip.
Yep.
Okay.
Also putting from or through bunkers, I'm once again 17th in the province. Ah, and all 16 ahead of me are 65 and older.
Ah, a little theme there.
Yeah. Hell of a theme.
I kind of go back and forth. I put top two, but I might be one at finding Pro Vs.
You are number one. Yeah.
Not just mine. Like anyone's, if you're playing a Pro V and you hit it in the shit, yeah, I'm probably finding
Sometimes
it.
I think you hit it there because you're short on balls and need a couple extra Pro Vs.
I mean, so doesn't you hit hurt. It there. It doesn't hurt to fill the pockets.
One in, three out. None of which might even be yours. All right, I'll go. I'm number two in the province in strokes gained from tree branches.
Ah.
Because I think someone has hit a better shot than I did off that tree branch, so I'm just going to give one other person a better shot.
What's not that? That specific tree branch.
Just a tree branch.
Oh, yeah.
There's got to be one other guy in this province that had a better shot than me off a tree branch.
Yeah, I mean, that was a hell of a shot. You
could have went in.
You hit it with a driver right beside the green. I mean, you got it to like 5 feet.
Like that could have went so wrong in so many different ways.
I assume he was just going to hit the tree and the ball was just going to drop straight down.
Or he could have like hit it like right on the face and it just could have rocketed all the way across the green.
But instead, I hit it perfectly. Perfectly. I hit it wrong-handed.
He took a divot out of the tree.
Yeah, wrong-handed too. What else you guys got?
I got after a three-putt double, I'm dead last in the stat of ability to forget about it and bounce back. Dead last.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's 100% true.
Yeah. Okay. All right. What else you got?
I have bottom three in golf attire.
Oh, I'm bottom three too.
I don't know. Like, I have so many. The reason I put this on there is I have literally a walk-in closet full of golf shirts, and I wear the same blue shorts and black shirt every round.
Same player stuff, because that's all I have that I like now. Yeah.
Like, the closet is legitimately full of golf shirts, every color, every design, and I wear the same black shirt and blue shorts every single round.
Because you paralyze yourself with decisions, and you're just like, well, I'll just wear this one.
Yeah. Well, and blue shorts, like, you got.
Can only go with so many things.
Yeah. You got your first couple of choices at the front of your closet, right? And then you're just like, oh, maybe I'll go a little deeper today.
No, I will, like, put it on, you're like, this looks stupid. No.
Hats off to Flair, though, because I was that guy prior to Player sponsoring this pod and expanding the wardrobe a little bit, because now at least you get to wear a few different items.
I'd say I almost wish it was, like, cooler, cause, like, temperature-wise. Then I could just wear
sweaters.
The player hoodie and the sweaters, all like that. Just,
Yeah,
I'll but then you gotta wear pants, which is the worst.
You don't have to, but.
Yep.
No.
So I only had four for myself. The last two I have are actually stats for you guys.
Oh, really? Ooh. I got one more for myself.
Okay.
If you want me.
Sure. You go, and then I'll give you guys your last stats.
You got one
stats.
More, Harv?
Yeah, I can. I got one here. Okay. Which one is it?
I just got, I'm the 57th best player in the province playing in bare feet.
57, hey?
57. Yeah.
I would have had you like 32.
Nah, there's a bunch of guys that are way better than me that could probably be better in bare feet. So.
Yeah, but 15 handicaps.
Yeah, they're better.
But, like, you can't...
There's a bunch of scratch golfers out there that could be better than me in bare feet.
Yeah, but do they play in bare feet?
No.
Exactly. Yeah.
But maybe they do.
You must have six qualifying rounds.
I'm not sure there's... How would you say 57?
Yeah.
I'm not sure there's 56 people who play barefoot.
That's what I'm saying. You must have... If you have...
What the fuck's wrong with people?
You must have six qualifying rounds.
Like, it's not a thing.
Yeah.
If the qualifying rounds is
six.
Two, we'll say.
Two. You're top 25, because I don't think all those guys you just listed play more than two.
I think he's top 25. Yeah. If you got to have two rounds in bare feet to qualify?
People don't do it that often.
Like, you're buying shoes for a reason.
You got to tan your feet, though. They get so white.
Shoes for a reason.
They just get so white.
Oh, to wear them?
Yes, exactly. You buy specific shoes for golf.
Yes. Well, wear them.
To wear them.
Especially if you are a scratch golfer.
Exactly.
Matty B has six pairs. Yep. So, I mean, he has to wear them. He has to justify it.
Yep.
And then I got my last one here. I put, I'll kind of change it. I won't say top, whatever. I'll say like 12th in the province for shots lost to penalty strokes. So yeah. I get a lot of penalty strokes.
You take a lot of doubles.
Yeah. That's where the doubles come in. A couple of those things were kind of tied together, but like, remember that round at Deer Valley where I had like 13 penalty strokes?
Oh, yes. I remember.
I remember it fondly. Can't remember a lot.
That wasn't 13 different holes either. Like, that was
fondly.
That was a couple back-to-back lost balls on Yeah. First shot, second shot.
You might
shot.
Dream about that, yeah, that round no, once in a
I
while.
I won't remember it. All right. You guys want your ranks?
Yeah, I love them.
Brunel, I got you number 31 in the province in secretly damaging property. Because we've seen the amount of property you took a strip out of a green once, and then you broke your own clubs another time.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah, can't forget this. And so I'm saying secretly damaging, because if you do that with us watching, I can only imagine what you do in secret. And then Harv, I have you number 7 in the province in solo round scoring average.
Yeah, I would 100% agree with
yes.
that.
Yes. That's the only 7th?
7th, yeah. There's got to be 6 other guys that can solo round score better than Harv.
Yeah.
I agree with that. I think I should put a video together of all our highlights for this year.
Yeah, you should do that.
But I should probably put in
it'd be a good pod post.
I would hate to put in the club breaking incident, but probably should put that in there.
Well, if you can happen to get that thing together this week, it'd be a hell of a post to put to go along with this pod.
Yeah, I mean, I'll see what I can do. That was fun, though.
Yep. So those are the ranks. Feel free to send us your own ranks if you're listening to this.
Yeah,
I'd love to hear if anyone's better at any of those categories than us.
I'm sure there is. Can't wait.
You want to get to your top 5 before we get into picks?
Let's do picks first.
Oh, picks. Okay.
Top 5 to end it.
Okay, pick recap. I guess Bruno won the week.
I mean, I did.
Who had the lowest pick average?
Brennan Little.
Oh, yep. Butchie won.
He's a caddy. He's got inside knowledge.
I mean, you'll get the 2 points because that's what we agreed upon before, but you got second this week.
Carlos Ortiz, did he have?
Yep.
Who were his picks?
Little?
Yeah.
Ortiz, 8th, Perez, 52nd, and Villegas, 32nd.
And that was good enough to win. Well, I guess we all had missed cuts.
Yeah, he was 30.67. You were Harris English, 5th, Connors, 17th, Sloan missed cut, 72nd for 31.33.
Just.
Yeah, shit, Sloan. Is Harris English like a cheap pick now? Like, he should almost be not allowed at this point.
He is kind of a cheap pick, but DraftKings has noticed because he was the 3rd highest guy in DraftKings this past week. Like, they know. You can't get anything by them.
No.
Randy got 2nd. Carlos Ortiz, 8th.
I'd say I'm getting embarrassed, but not.
Kevin Streelman, 32nd, and Fabian Gomez missed the cut, 72nd. 37.33 average. I finished 3rd. JT, 12th. Alex Ogletree. Come on, man.
Was it plus 6 on Sunday?
Yeah. Ogie Ogletree.
Not
46th,
great.
And Ricky Fowler missed the cut. Sometimes you just got to pick him for the greater good.
Yeah. You wanted him to drop out, so you picked him.
Yes.
But I'm okay.
No, that's not true. It was win-win. It was win-win. If he does well, I win the week.
Right.
If he doesn't.
When you picked him, I was happy because you have been picking well, and I thought he was going to do well.
There was a hidden agenda behind that pick. Yes, you're right.
Yeah. Exactly why I wanted to pick Washington football team. It's a win-win.
You can't do that, though, like with anyone
else.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
I have 43.33 average, and Matty B had Abe Anser, 12th. Will Zalatoris. Like, that's the right way to say it.
Zalatoris.
52nd, Zlitters. And Gary Woodland missed the cut, 72nd, 45.33 average.
Yeah, dang.
So
Gary.
It is me, 14, Brunel, 12, Randy, 2, Matty B, 0.
Barn burner at the top and at the bottom.
We're getting into the territory where I don't know if I can win.
I mean, there's...
Yes, there's tons of time left.
35 tournaments left.
If I were by my comment. You know what I would do if I were you? Gimmick time, man. Start the gimmick.
Boycott season.
I refuse to gimmick.
It's boycott or gimmick season. Pick your poison, man.
No. People will write stories about this comeback.
So
could happen.
Are we doing regular picks for the QBE?
No, QBE's one team.
One team?
No, we're drafting
I thought
all
we were
all
drafting all of them.
Oh, right. That's what we've done in the past, isn't it?
Yep.
I need to pull up the list.
Okay.
So the QBE shootout, it's hosted by
Tiburon?
Mr. Greg Norman. I was trying to think of a funny thing to say about him, but couldn't.
Greg Norman?
He's like the tournament host.
Big yeah, you're thinking Greg. Of something funny to say about? Yeah. This term is sponsored by Thermos.
I didn't want to use wrench because everybody uses that now. So
yeah, I heard they changed his nickname to the mechanic.
Yeah. So it's at Tiburon Golf Course in Naples. The format is shamble, scramble, modified alternate, four ball.
Isn't there only three rounds?
I read four today. So I don't know if that'll change your picks or not, but
it does not.
Okay. So we got, should I name all the teams or are we just picking them?
Yeah, let's just pick them.
Kay. You're up first, then me, then Maddie.
But you should pick should highlight the Canadians if you like.
Yeah, just Mac Hughes is playing this week.
That's all you need.
Playing with Lanto.
Oof.
I'm picking probably the best team. Harv told me that the best team doesn't win these, but I'm thinking they might this week because they got a good little mix. Answer and Wolf, my first pick.
I mean, that is a good team. I just don't think they
very won. Good team.
I'm picking Mark Leishman and Cam Smith.
Wow. Leishman stinks at golf lately.
Oh, well.
Leishman does, but Cam Smith certainly does not.
You realize
he
won this last year, right?
No, he didn't. He won. No,
but Sabatini and Tway won last year, so it's really anyone's ball game.
I got to get to the teams here real quick. Where did we have those?
Wow. Tough one.
Yeah. Oh, okay, here we go. Munoz and Niemann for me.
Okay. I'm taking...
Someone ran these down?
Well, I got mine.
No, they're time-stamped.
I'm going with the Bombers. Champ and Fino.
Of course you are. Okay.
Harvey?
I am going to take... Harris English and
Bruno thought he was coming back to him. I was ready to steal him from Bruno, and you stole him from me.
Yeah, I didn't want Cooch.
They won this before.
Yeah, they didn't want him.
Let's like him. Go.
Like you with Ricky.
I already don't like my options. I'll go Ooston, Bubba.
Yeah.
I was between those two as well.
Yeah. I'll go Horschel and Todd.
Okay. Horschel's hot lately.
So Todd was good this week, too.
Yeah.
Top 10, I think.
Both were.
Dan Berger and Steve Stricker.
Okay. Nice.
Weird team, but could be good.
I guess I'll go Lanto and Mac Hughes.
Yeah, you pretty much have to.
I can guarantee I know who's the last pick of this.
Well, there's Palmer and HV3, Sabatini and Tway.
Non-O'Hare.
And non-O'Hare left.
Yes.
I'm taking Palmer and HV3.
Mm-hmm. And... All right, Harv, take them so that I can get who I know I'm getting.
I don't think... I'm torn here.
Take whoever you want. I know who I'm getting.
I'll take Sabatini.
Yes. Fuck it, I'll take Kevin Na. I was going to say... I was actually going to pick him first because I knew I was going to get him last.
I mean, if his partner wasn't Sean O'Hare, he would have gone higher.
I hope they finished third.
You guys want Randy's picks?
I guess so.
Yeah, Randy's get. Well, I hope he has the
exact same picks as me.
No, he doesn't. Algorithm, not quite as in-depth this week, only 12 teams.
1-4-6-12.
It was actually 6-9-8-7.
Oh, that sounds
6-9, yeah.
So random.
Yeah, so random he even put 6-7-8-9 in different order.
Kind of, yeah. 6 is Horschel and Todd. 9 is Na and O'Hare. 8 is Munoz and Niemann. And 7 is Leishman and Smith.
A little mix of everybody then.
Yeah, so anyone's ball game.
Yep.
All right, you guys want this top five? Or
I've
no?
been wanting would it love, for 2 weeks.
I would love for you to finish this episode off with that.
How far
top
are we
five.
In? Like, is anybody still listening at this point?
We're an hour and 3 minutes in. 63 minutes, I mean, for those.
Some people might have shut it off when they heard Harv say he was number one.
I think
number
people
one
really enjoyed the ranks. Sand
play.
The most accurate one of the entire...
It was probably, though, yeah. You're right. Okay, so I just mentioned Cooch. We've been talking Mayakoba. What's the first thing you think of when you think of Matt Kuchar? The L2
Top
County.
Five cheapskates.
Exactly.
A lot of wins on the PGA Tour?
Might be.
Is it top five cheapskates?
No, close.
Cheese steaks.
It's the top five.
Did you say that because I kind of muttered cheapsteaks?
No, it's not cheapskates. It's cheese steaks.
Yeah. So it's not quite top five cheapskates. It's the top five George Costanza cheapskate moments. Oh, boy.
So these are specifically Seinfeld.
From Seinfeld?
All Seinfeld. maybe the greatest show ever. I mean, yep, I think everybody can agree that it's up there.
I'll put it this way. If they're still listening and they don't like Seinfeld, they are officially not listening anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're all still listening. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Number five. I mean, everybody's going to remember these moments. The wheelchair. George parks in a handicap spot. Woman gets in an accident. Then Frankie makes him pay for a new wheelchair, and he buys the cheapest one available, and yep, you guessed it, loses the brake. Another accident.
So she's flying down the hill. Yeah.
Number five. Number four. The bulimic girlfriend. George is dating a woman way out of his league because doing the opposite actually worked. Well, she's really skinny but eats a ton, so George thinks she's bulimic and doesn't want to be paying for her meals if she's just puking them up anyways. Classic Costanza. I mean, I wouldn't want to be.
That's a good episode.
Just a waste.
Yeah.
Number three, wine versus Pepsi. The group is heading to a party and they're going to chip in to bring something, and George suggests slapping a big bottle of Pepsi down on the table rather than being a normal adult and bringing a bottle of wine. There's no way that wine is better than Pepsi. Well, it's also much cheaper, but...
Well, I mean, are we talking Pepsi or Coke?
Well, I mean, it's Pepsi.
The episode's Pepsi.
I know, but...
How can you get behind Coke being better than Pepsi, but yet know that Seinfeld, one of the greatest masterpieces of all time,
Pepsi paid the Pepsi money for
paid the money. Yep.
No, they didn't.
Product placement, but
Seinfeld's, great episode. Jerry Seinfeld's a Pepsi guy.
That's the one when he has a big jacket on, right?
Yep.
Knocks over all the wine.
It's Gore-Tex.
It's Gore-Tex. Yeah. Number two, the Human Fund. George doesn't want to buy people Christmas presents, so he creates a fake charity called the Human Fund and tells people he'll be donating their name to the organization.
When he's walking through the office and just like chucking them in in their office.
And number one, I mean, this is kind of like a David Letterman number one, the envelopes. Like the
cheap
most,
on envelopes,
the ultimate yeah. cheapskate
killed,
moment.
Killed his fiance.
First of all, Georgie boy doesn't want to even marry Susan. Then he finds out how much the wedding stuff is costing and decides to really cheap out. Yeah. Whoops, they're toxic. Whoops, she's dead.
Love
There's
it.
There's so many that you could have choose.
Yeah, I got some on mentions here. The funeral when his girlfriend's relative passes away and he tries to get the death certificate to get a discounted flight. taking money from the tip jar at the calzone place because the guy didn't see him tip. The big salad app when he pays for Elaine's lunch, but his girlfriend hands her the lunch and gets a thank you, and he obviously ain't happy, and it ultimately costs him the relationship. And then when he only wants to pay half for his doctor visit because he didn't think it was worth the whole amount. Didn't do enough.
I love him. That's a really good one. Nice, so yeah, to bring a little Seinfeld.
I just
to
thought
the,
of Matt Kuchar the entire time I was making that.
That was your golf
see your
tangent,
tie in, yeah. I mean, yeah. I don't get it, but I see where you could maybe.
I was good for a laugh.
Yeah. Yeah. Good work.
Good work.
You really hyped it, and you delivered.
I think it delivered. Okay. Yeah. I think it delivered quick, but I get the interest of time on this.
Well, yeah. The news took 4 hours tonight.
Quick hitters. No, wow. Harv, you got anything left on that sheet over there?
No, that's it.
That's it. You guys got anything else? QBE, no. And then after that, we got a month off.
Yeah.
And then we're off to tournament champion, Sony Open. Interviews. Y stretch. Oh, yeah. We got plenty of stuff lined up in the holiday season. The greenies. We're almost at greenie time.
Yep.
You guys will get another chance to embarrass yourselves and guess the golfer.
We'll have guest the golfer.
I hope not.
We have a few guys that are in the hopper for interviews, so we'll line those up over the holiday season. So lots of stuff left as we head into the home stretch in 2020. Hopefully better things in 2021 with regards to COVID.
And everything.
But that wraps up episode 143 for us. Until next time, it's time for us to hit the clubhouse.